This is H. John Jay, evangelist for OurDividedWorldMinistries.com. Today's sermon, The Holy Bible is an Outdated Book. Is the Holy Bible really an outdated book? The purpose of this sermon is about what people have said about the Holy Bible being irrelevant in today's world. Of course, a friend of mine would disagree with that comment if he reacted differently when given a gift of a Bible that came with a huge surprise, but not what you think. I'll get back to that story soon, and I will have a question for you at the end. But first, I want to address this comment. The Holy Bible is an outdated book with no relevancy for today. This is a survey response that seems to be coming from those who have never read it or even picked it up. They probably get the idea from others who say the same thing. You know, monkey see, monkey do. So is the Holy Bible really irrelevant? Think about that for a minute. Irrelevant. What is the definition of irrelevant? Well, according to Webster, it is not applicable or pertinent, or in simple terms, does not apply. I don't think the Holy Bible does not apply, especially in this sinfully out-of-control world. As a matter of fact, it's needed more now than ever before. One question I have to ask. Why would anyone say that the Holy Bible is irrelevant? And I think you're also wondering, who are the people that call the Holy Bible irrelevant? It was a survey, so no names are provided. Sorry. To me, the reason for calling Holy Bible irrelevant are simple, understandable, and here are a few types I think fit. Let me know if you agree or have other ideas. Non or anti-Christians, the basic haters, those angry at God, the sin ignorers, the lawless, non-believers of God's law, the pride and proud, the so-called helpers, false preachers, social media dictators, the easily entangled. This is how easily Satan can tangle you into acting and being just like him with sin and evil. And he does it with ease when you're not even aware, as he did with all the types mentioned. Are you easily entangled by Satan? Romans 12:21 tells us, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." We have several articles that deal with Satan and his trickery on our website that will help you understand how he works to fool you every day. Yep, that was a plug for our website, OurDividedWorldMinistry.com. Now let me tell you that story I mentioned in the very beginning. A friend was left a very modest inheritance in a very old, dusty, and well-used Holy Bible from a relative who was financially well off. Of course, he spent the inheritance, but what did he do with the Bible, you're wondering? Well, being neither religious or a true Bible-reading Christian, he was going to discard it, but decided to put away in his already overstuffed closet. He forgot about the Bible for years, sadly, just as most Christians do today. Many years later, he had no job, was without any money, much older, and going to live with relatives. Packing up his belongings, he emptied the closet, threw the Holy Bible in a box, and a $50 bill fell out onto the floor. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. No, just kidding. As he picked up the bill, he noticed other bills hanging out of the Bible's pages. He opened the Bible and was shocked to find a $50 bill stuck between every page. That's right, a $50 bill stuck between every page. His unwillingness to open and read the Holy Bible kept him from having a much better life. But don't expect to find money in your Bible unless you put it there. But you will find the riches of life and living. Is there a moral of this story? Absolutely. An unread Bible leads to an unfulfilled and empty life. I said, an unread Bible leads to an empty and unfulfilled life, so you never know what surprises wait for you between its covers. Now, let me explain why the Bible is not irrelevant. Because of the rampant growth of sin plaguing us every day, we need the Holy Bible to strengthen our faith and belief as Christians. Proverbs 4:14 tells us, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men." So, how is the Holy Bible relevant? It's full of divine scripture and sayings that apply to the past, present, and future, about how we can live our lives to the fullest, and how-tos that help us navigate our way through all the hate, anger, and evil in this divided world. Joshua 1:9 explains, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, for the Lord, your God, is with you everywhere you go." The Bible guides us with how to live our lives free of sin, to become more righteous, find salvation, and tells the story of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for our sins, and about the mercy of God towards us sinners. It's a book of love, mercy, death, hate, anger, wrath, judgment, knowledge, wisdom, justice, and the history of Jesus, the church, Jews, and Christians. Now, do you think it's irrelevant? For me, every day, I uncover something new, wonderful, and surprising in the Holy Bible that guides me on my divine path through life. My suggestion to you is to ignore the bad things people say about the Bible and read it for yourself. Stop following social media Bible haters and follow Jesus Christ, who will never lead you astray. And to answer your lingering question, can the Holy Bible help me with my issues and problems? Yes, it can help you with your issues and problems if you take the time to read and understand it. So my helpful hint to you will be to start reading Proverbs first, because it's the easiest book to quickly apply and start your journey to a more righteous and faithful life. And finally, no, the Holy Bible isn't irrelevant, just to people who refuse to pick it up and read it. But they too can find their way to Jesus Christ by just reading it before making any decisions or judgments. Here's my last question I said I would ask you. Are you reading the Holy Bible daily? Be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.